Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is the vine, we the branches, the one who is the good shepherd, we the sheep, the one who is the resurrection, the life, and so we live also. Amen. I'm going to talk about the gospel today, John 15, these very important words of Jesus. He's the vine, we the branches, abide in him, and he in us, and we live. But if we don't abide, we die and go to the fire. We pray. Lord, richly bless the preaching, the teaching, the hearing, the believing, the receiving of your holy word, that we would ever abide in you and believe in you and trust in you and hold on to you as you hold on to us forever. In your name, amen. Well, dear friends, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Fifth Sunday of Easter, may we never stop shouting that glorious gospel truth, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He lives, and so we will live. Our sins are forgiven. There's victory over sin, death, and hell. We will rise from the dead on that last day and shine like the sun, glorious, new bodies, immortal, powerful, living forever, no sickness, no disease, no pain, no suffering, no death, shining like the sun forever. The resurrection. And yet we don't get too carried away with that. That is our sure and certain hope, yes. But we still live in this very troubled world. May 3rd, 2015. And as we sit in the pew as God's children, we don't shine like the sun right now. No, we are sheep. Ugly, dirty, smelly sheep that need a good shepherd. That was last Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter. And we're not so beautiful, we people. We're beautiful in heaven, the resurrection, but now we're not so beautiful. We are lowly branches. Branches aren't too beautiful. Branches connected to the vine, and how we have to have the vine be connected to the vine, abide in the vine if we're ever going to live and bear any fruit at all. Last Sunday, the church is called sheep, not real endearing. This Sunday, the church is called branches, not real endearing. Shall we get the sun later? Beautiful, yes, but now sheep and branches. Let me talk about being a branch today to my fellow branches. Say four things about life as a branch. Simple things. Let's cover them. First of all, we are reminded, what's a branch do? Well, a branch connected to the vine is always here to give. A branch gives and gives and gives and gives some more and never stops giving. That's the nature and the purpose and the very identity of a branch. A branch reaches out and gives. Jesus, six times in this gospel, I think it's six times, he mentions bearing fruit. We ought to say, kind of, duh, Jesus. Obviously, a branch is to bear fruit, to produce something. That's why it's there. That's its identity. That's why it's a branch connected to the vine. It bears fruit. But he says it six times to get it through our selfish, stubborn heads. We are here not to be selfish, greedy people that get everything. Whoever collects the most toys wins. We are here to give and give and give. I've never really seen a branch turn around on itself and feed itself fruit. Maybe it's happened, I've never seen it. Where a branch is turned around and giving itself and eating its own fruit. A branch by nature gives fruit. And more than that, gives its wood, gives its life for furniture and everything else to mankind. Let squirrels run on it and birds nest in it and scratch it. A branch gives. So we're reminded of our purpose on this earth until we go to glory, to give. We're not here to get, we're here to give and give and give our very lives for the one who gave his life for us, and give our lives for the sake of the world out there, that they have the fruit. We don't bear fruit for ourselves or for God. We bear fruit for the world, all the starving people. And so we show forth love, fruits of the Spirit, Galatians. Be able to say them, nine of them, and they're just a sample. Can you say them? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, fruits of the Spirit. all for the world, that they would know God's love and be saved and redeemed like we are, showing forth His mercy, His patience, His love, His kindness in everything that we say and do. Branches give. You know, my mom and dad, when I was a high school kid, listen, high school kids or college kid, during the summertime, they would call me often a big old couch potato. You're a couch potato. Get your blankety blank off the couch and do something. Stop being a couch potato. Well, there are church potatoes. In my 26 years of ministry, there's a lot of church potatoes that just sit in the pew and don't really do anything. I don't know what you do in your life. They don't really do a whole lot. Just come and sit. Are you a church potato? It's time to be a church producer. Produce fruit. You're connected to Christ. You have no excuse. I have no excuse. You're connected to a powerful, living vine that's overcome everything. God Himself, Christ Himself. So how can we not bear fruit? We're connected to Him. If you're not bearing fruit, you're not giving. The symptom is you're not that connected to Jesus. The problem is not Jesus. The problem is not the church who gives you Jesus. The problem is you're not very connected to Jesus. You're dangling. You're halfway broken off. Of course you're not going to produce fruit because you're not connected. You're not abiding. Secondly, branches groan. Yes, branches bear burdens. And they suffer. Let's think about all the suffering that branches go through. There's the weather, storms, rain, hail. They get broken off. They get nicked and scarred. And then there's woodpeckers. And other birds that peck on them and scratch them. If a branch could cry, stop scratching me. Stop picking on me. And we human beings cut them and slash them and swing from them and kill them and everything else. And apart from that, branches often, they bear fruit, but the fruit is misused. We've all been to an orchard, an apple orchard, say, and nice apples are dangling there, but no one ever picks them. And they just die and fall. And then apples or whatever may be picked, but it's not used rightly. It's just spoils in the refrigerator or on the kitchen counter. The fruit's not used right. Branches don't get thanked a whole lot either. They have a thankless job. They're not in the spotlight. Whoever says, well, look at the branches. Maybe occasionally. Usually it's the fruit and the tree, the trunk, the vine. Branches don't get the spotlight. They don't draw attention. They're never. When's the last time you thanked a branch, patted the bark? Thank you, branch, for making fruit for me. We don't do that. This is the life of the church on this earth. We're not going to be thanked. It's a thankless job to be a Christian most often. We're not in the spotlight. We don't draw attention to ourselves. We just bear fruit. And often our fruit is misused. You will love someone. Forgive someone. Be patient with someone. Be compassionate and kind. They'll misuse it. They'll throw it back in your face or they won't want it. Get it out of here. And you'll say, well, why'd they even produce fruit for you? It's the life of the branch. It's the life of Jesus too, the vine. They rejected Him too. We suffer, we groan, persecuted, ridiculed. Ask the people over in the Middle East facing ISIS about persecution. And we have it here too, picked on and ridiculed in every way as Christians. And yet, even though we are picked on, yet we have peace with God in Christ. And we're alive in Christ, so go ahead and pick on me, world, because I have peace with God. Though I'm not rewarded here, my reward is in heaven, my name is written in heaven. Though I am forsaken here, I'm forgiven by my God and redeemed. And nothing and no one can ever take that away. For I'm with the vine. If I have the vine, I have everything. When I was a little boy, Mom would, in the summertime, give my brothers and I popsicles. The long ones on the stick, grape, and while we're on fruit, cherry and lime and orange. And we'd go back on the swing and eat our popsicle. My two older brothers could eat a little quicker than me. I know that's hard to imagine, but they could eat a little quicker back then. And they'd get their popsicle done quicker, and I'd have half my popsicle. What my older brothers do? Give me your popsicle. And if I didn't give them my popsicle, they tended to knock it out of my hand so it'd go on the dirt. That didn't stop me from eating my popsicle, mind you. But I didn't worry so much, because I could go inside to Mom, and Mom would give me a double popsicle. The stuck together ones with two sticks. Ah ha ha, brothers. Now I got two. Go ahead and pick on me. I get even more. Didn't always happen, but sometimes. So the world ridicules us, picks on us, we're abused, misused. Ah ha ha, world, I have double blessing in Christ. I have forgiveness and eternal life and the resurrection of my body coming. I'm at peace with God. I have God's love. So do what you want, world. I'll still bear fruit for you and give to you. Thirdly, branches get along. You know, branches, I'm thinking of a tree or even a strawberry patch, grape vineyard. Branches get along with each other for the most part. I never see branches yelling at each other. Branches are quiet. They're quite quiet, aren't they? Don't make a lot of noise. They just bear fruit. And they get along with each other. Branches aren't jealous of each other. They normally don't break each other off. They don't point fingers at each other. Branches are made by God on a tree or on a vine. In every direction you find branches. Every direction to feed as many people as possible. All the animals and people. Let's go out every direction. There's some high, there's some low, some long, some short. Every branch has its place to bear fruit, to help someone. They all work together every direction, high, low, to feed as many people and, of course, animals as possible. All made so by God, not complaining, in peace, all for the sake of the world again. And this is the church. Some of us are a high branch. Some of us a low branch. Some of us short. Some of us longer. We bear different types of fruit. We're in every direction. Some live north, south, west, east. We're all over the place. That's good. We all have our occupations, our jobs. We're all here to bear fruit. And we don't complain about each other. We don't get, oh, you bear bigger fruit than me. Or you don't bear as good a fruit as me. I'm better than you. Branches don't worry about that. They just bear fruit and give. The church at peace. The church in harmony. Another illustration is the church being the body of Christ. Everything working together in harmony. And what a witness that is in this troubled world. I woke up the other morning, Monday, Tuesday, whatever morning it was, at whatever, 7 o'clock, national news. And I asked myself, what's going on with this world? Riots in Baltimore. Riots a few months ago in Ferguson, Missouri. Riots in other cities. War, beheadings, trouble, earthquake killing hundreds and thousands. What's going on in the world? Jesus said there'll be war and rumors of war. There'll be much trouble in this world. The world hates, friends. The world will ever hate. This is a place of love. This is the refuge of God's love, the branches working together in love. The world fights. We had a fight last night, a boxing match, a fight. Where the guys made, what, $100 million? And people paid money for the fight. Mayweather and Pacquiao. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Watch some two guys fight. That's the world. Fight. We love to see you fight, too. Here there's forgiveness. And we forgive 70 times, seven times. The world has a lot of pain caused by themselves as they treat each other. Here there's peace. And this is the great, great witness we have as a church. To be a community of love and peace and forgiveness and acceptance. We all get along. We will have our problems. We forgive quickly. And the world loves that. If we fight and bicker and gossip and get jealous, the world says, what am I going to go there for? It's no different than my workplace. I don't need that. Branches get along. They get along all by the ordinance of God. And last of all, and most important of all, branches ever grasp and grab the vine. Or, you put it another way, the vine ever grabs and grasps the branches. However you want to look at it. Branches realize they have no life if they're not connected to the vine. They are totally dependent upon the vine for life, to bear fruit. They realize that. I've never seen a branch break itself off. Maybe they do, they usually don't. And that's part of the illustration here. How foolish you people are if you ever break yourself off in Christ. What knucklehead would possibly do that? Even a branch on a tree doesn't do that. Why would you do that? When he is the resurrection of the life and you have eternal glory. Abide. The word abide is what? 7, 8, 9 times in these 8 verses. Abide, abide, abide. This means remain in Christ. Don't just be there a little while. Abide means live. Stay there. Remain, not remain in Christ, not near Christ, not close to Christ, but in Him. This is a very important little preposition, in. It's all over the place. Abide in me, I in you. How does that happen, Pastor? With your ears? You grab as a branch the vine with your ears. You hear the word of God, and you love to hear and hear and hear. And the Spirit enters, and you're in Christ, and he in you. And you commune. This is communion language. It's very much communion language. Eat the body. Take him in. Don't just think about it and dream about it. Do it. Drink the blood. Take him in. He in you, who is the resurrection, the life. And you in him. How can you not live when you have Christ in you? Abide, abide, abide. 7, 8, 9 times. Reinforcing it. You must be in me, or you will be, you'll die and wither and be in the fire. Can't be any more clear. You know what TV show was here in Knoxville this week? One of my favorite shows, The Shark Tank, was here. The show where the rich people invest their money in entrepreneurs, and they may have a good idea and they give them money to work on that business. And the question of that show that fascinates me is, will the sharks invest? Will the rich men and women invest their money? How much will they invest? What risk will they take? How much will they invest for this business? Do they like the business? When we come here, we never have to worry how much God will invest in us. We don't have a new idea in the church, some new fancy idea for them. We have the old wonderful idea. It's called love. The world needs the love of God. Read 1 John. It's the love of God at the cross and the resurrection. The love of God in Christ. That's the wonderful idea, the wonderful truth, the wonderful reality, not an idea that we have in Christ. And God's invested everything in loving this world and using us branches to show it. Gave us his life on the cross. Gives us his very body and blood. And gives us the forgiveness of sins. God has invested everything that he is in you and I, and that he would use us now to save other people, but he's invested everything in them too to save this troubled world. Are you abiding? Final question. Are you remaining in Christ, or are you halfway broken off? Are you dangling, barely connected? Be warned. Be warned if you're dangling, half connected. What happens to a broken off branch? Abide, hear, eat and drink, worship, pray, be in devotions, have your children around Christ. This is life and death. This is heaven and hell, folks. We will shine like the sun. We'll be beautiful in heaven. But now, sheep, now branches. And branches give. Never stop giving. Branches groan and suffer. And branches get along in peace. And branches grasp and grab the vine for life. Amen. Let's rise. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with our prayers.